Rambam Hilchus Ishus Perk Dalid Halacha Aleph. Rambam says, "Ein ho isho miskadeshes eler liritzoyna." A woman does not become a kuddish, become married only if she wants, if she has a will to do so to this person. V'makadesh isho bal korcho ein mukudeshes. If someone's makadesh a woman by force, she is not mukudeshes. The marriage does not hold. It's not considered a legal marriage, according to Torah. However, a man, when he is forced to betroth the woman, she is mekudesh as long as she wants, even though he is being forced. So, now, so obviously we need to understand what's the difference? Why the woman can't be forced and the man can be forced? But Bechlal, there's a discussion if this din by the woman is midaraisa midarabonon. Is the kiddushin not a kiddushin midaraisa, or is it midarabonon? And in the Gemara in Yevamos, it's mashma that I think it's in Yevamos Yutes Amud Beis. It's mashma l'chura that's in Yindrabonon, because the Gemara says there that if you force a woman to with kiddushin bal korcho, then the Rabbonon make the kiddushin not a kiddushin, afkinu Rabbonon the kiddushin minei, and it's not a kiddushin. So it's mashma it's mid Rabbonon. However, on the other hand, from the Lashon of the Rambam over here, L'chayra, he says, Eina isha miskadeshes ela l'rtzoyno v'amakadesh isha bal korcha eina mekudeshes. He doesn't say it's a takana d'rabbonon. He says, she is not mekudesh, the whole kiddushin is not chal. Seems to be the Lashon of the Rambam here. And the Smag brings also a posik for this. He says, it says, v'holcha v'hoysa li'shachar, that the Lashon v'hoysa is mashma that she herself became to another man that was willingly, not by force. So it's mashma has to be willingly. And the MS is the Gemara in another place in Kiddushin, Daf Beis Amud Beis, when the Gemara says why does the Mishnah say that Ha'isha Niknis B'Shlesha Drachim and doesn't say Ha'ish Koine? So the Gemara is Medayik that it's because it cannot be done bal korcho. That's why she's nikneis. She is nikneis, not the man is koina, but she has to be nikneis as well, mitzad her, and only then she's nikneis. Mashenkin, if it's bar korcho, she's not nikneis. So, l'chayra, the Rambam would, the mark of the Rambam would be from that Gemara, that it's inyan of kinyan, if the kinyan is chal or not chal, rather than a gzera d'rabbonon. It's much more that we're discussing if there's a kinyan happening here or not, rather than a takana d'rabbonon that they came and took away an existing kinyan. So perhaps that's the mock of the Rambam to say that it's mashma it's midiraisa, and that's taka the opinion of the Chassam Sofer, that the Rambam holds that midiraisa, she's not koina herself, she's not she does not become a kodeshes if it's bal korcho midiraisa. So we need to understand, if that's the case, why taka is the man different? Why is the man, why can he be forced and not the woman? So some say the reason is because once a woman's married, the husband needs to give her a get. Mashenkin, a man, for him to get married to someone else, essentially, he can either, he doesn't need a get before Rabbeinu Gershon, and he also can divorce a bal korcho before Rabbeinu Gershon. After Rabbeinu Gershon, the Taz says in Evan Ezer that, I think it's Simon Mem Beis, that in this case, when he was forced, he can also give a get by force, even according to Rabbeinu Gershon. But upon him, that's the reason to be mechalak between a man and a woman. And because the woman, once she's married, she needs him to give him a get, therefore it has to be from her will. That's one approach. But akoponim, b'negeah to the man, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid if he has to say roitzani. We know that when a man is forced to give a get, he has to, it says, koifinoisi achigam roitzani. So there's a question, does he need to say roitzani or not? The Ravid says he needs to say roitzani, that he wants to give the get for it to be chal. Mashenkin here, he doesn't, so the Ravid says, al derech zeh over here, he also has to say roitzani for the chidushin to be chal, even though he was forced. However, the Rambam doesn't say that. So the question is why? Why by Gerushin is it he has to say Reitzani and the Rambam here doesn't say he has to say Reitzani? And the same thing by a carbon. If we force someone to give a carbon, we say he has to say Reitzani. So in the Sefer Bnei Ahuva, one of the Mefarshim in the Rambam, he explains that by a get and a carbon, he's giving up something. Mashenkin, by a kiddushin, he's acquiring the woman, the ishu sakoponim, as the achrenim explained the ran. So when you're giving up something, you have to say reitzani. It's a harder thing. Mashenkin, when you're acquiring, you need to, you don't need to say reitzani. But akoponim, from here we see that there's a chiluk between a kaina and a makna. Now, that if you're being kaina, you would need to say you don't need to say roitzani mashenkin. If you're being a makna, you're giving up something, then you need to say roitzani. Now, even though others taka say that the inyan of kiddushin and the regular kinyan are similar, they're to be compared, but from the Rambam that he says midoiraisa, it has to be midait of the woman, l'churitz mashma, they're not similar. Because midai reis, when it comes to a sale, when you're selling something, then if you're forced to sell something, then the din is that the sale's a sale. It's considered a kinyan. However, here the Rambam's, if the Rambam, im kenem advarim, that it's midai reis, so the Rambam holds, it has to be midaito, and l'chur, the woman is makna herself to the man. So then the shaila is, so why is it different over here, midai raisa? So obviously, there's a difference between a regular kinyan and a case of kiddushin. So, so the pashtus reason is, because when in a case of kiddushin, when you're being makna to, when the woman's being makna herself, which is, as we said, the Ran explains, she's being makna the ishus, which is the fact that she's oyser herself akol alma, and she's oyser now on everyone else besides him, and he has the schus of the ishus, but the way it's the dynamics and the way it's framed and defined is that she is makna herself to him. Sorry, I haven't seen. He's obviously koina her ishus, but midaita, she's allowing him to be koina the ishus. But akaponim, she's the makna, he's the koina. She's makna herself, and he's the koina. So in the case of kiddushin, so what's the difference? The pashtus, because when she is makna herself, it's not like a regular kinyan, your makna chayfetz. She's makna herself, and she's makna her nefesh, her rotzen. Her rotzen that she's now committed dafka to him and no one else. So the fact that there's an inyan of being makna herself in mitzad ishus. So l'chura, that's not something that could be done bal korchei, because it's an inyan of a kesher, a nafshistika kesher, nafshistika commitment. If it's done bal korchei, that undermines the whole inyan of giving over the ishus, of being makna the ishus. Because then if there's no rotzen there, so then the whole kinyan may korei, which is the inyan of rotzen, the inyan of wanting to be connected dafka to this man and usher and any other person, that l'chura undermines the whole inyan of the kinyan by kiddushin. Mashenka, by a regular kinyan that you're giving over a chayfet, you're not giving over your nefesh, your rotzen, your ishus, which is a very deep inyan, you're giving over a chayfetz. Over there, it could be done by korchei. Mashenkin, by the man, the man is being the way it's framed in Torah, the way it's described, defined, is the man is being koina the ishus. Being koina the ishus is not an inyan of at least b'diyeved. Obviously, it's not the ideal, but b'diyeved, it's al derech what the Bnei Ahuva says. He's acquiring an inyan. He's not giving up something. He's acquiring. He's not some emela. Like Mefarshim say, b'chal between the difference in a makan and a koina. A koina is in a way that in the case of ishus, he needs to be meshabed himself. He has to give shero ksus of einoso, and he needs to give ksuba, etc., etc. But like we said earlier, self-kosov, he can be megarish or bal korcha. So Mamela, he doesn't have that limitation. Mashen came by the isha. Once she's in, she's in, and she's totally in him to give the for that. So Mamela, since the type of shibud is different, is a different type of shibud. So Mamela by isha can even be bal korcha. Just to end off with a story, there was a chassan that was engaged. Bachin 770, he was engaged, and he decided for whatever reason that it's not for him, and he broke the shidduch, wanted to, and he went by the Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him, "You are going to marry this your kala," and that was the end. Of course, that's what happened, and Bezus Hashem, they live happily ever after.